Welcome to the Anonymous Andrew Modern Dating Podcast, your guide to navigating dating apps and making real-life connections. In this season, I break down killer profiles, spot red flags, and share tips for sparking conversations that truly lead somewhere. Whether you're new to the dating scene or just looking for fresh insights, it's time to swipe smart, date better, and find your perfect match. Greetings, Anonymous Andrew with you here with the Anonymous Andrew Modern Dating Podcast. And it is the weekend, which means it's time for the weekend rant. And folks, I finally have a rant. I took a break from the rants in the past couple of weeks, maybe almost a month, because the rants that I started a year ago were genuine, like I was being flustered or bothered by something that occurred during the week. And I either couldn't let it go, or I said, oh, this would be a great weekend rant, or I just needed to vent about it, whatever. And I kind of felt as if every weekend, if I got on here and bitched about something, it would sound like that, you know, my life was just full of like discourse. And that's not the case. So I've said, because this is a dating podcast, you know, the weekend rants, I can come and go. The actual rants, if I had something to blow up about. And so I started doing some investigation into the research of modern dating. Like last week we did AI, and then the couple of weeks before that, we took a deep dive into some dating apps, and that was all on the weekends. But so this weekend I have like a combination of both. I'm going to talk to you briefly about something, and I know it may bore some of you, because probably the majority of you that are listening don't have this. It is an app on my phone called Duolingo. And you say, what the fuck is that? Duolingo is a fairly new language learning module app that's come out, I don't know, maybe in the last 5 to 8 years. And before that, there was Babbel and Rosetta Stone. And they, of course, are also available as apps on your phone today. But there's a big, big difference between Babbel, Rosetta Stone, and Duolingo. Big difference. Duolingo has taken the learning of a new language, and they do a lot of the major languages, from what I'm only interested in one language, which is Spanish. But they are, when you go through the list of languages that you can choose from, if I remember correctly, there was like 100 of them. So there, it's a big, big organization. They have a lot of languages, but their approach to learning the language is completely different than Babbel and Rosetta Stone. Babbel and Rosetta Stone, and I don't have them, so I can't compare, but I did a lot of research on Google and ChatGPT, and they're pretty straightforward. They have lessons, and you take the lessons, and then you take the quiz, or you repeat, redundancy, and etc. What Duolingo does is they make it a game. If you choose, you do not have to play the game. So let me explain. You pick a language. And also, by the way, that they have three versions of the app. They have the free version, which gives you what they call three hearts. And if you make a mistake, so they give you a lesson and you go through the lesson. It's about a 10-minute lesson. They throw 10 phrases at you. You have to repeat phrases or you have to fill in the blanks. They do give you some like learning tips. You know, they don't just throw it at you. They kind of explain to you what you're about to learn. If you miss or make a mistake, you lose a heart. And after you lose three hearts, you are done for the day. So that's the free version. And obviously the idea behind that, like in any free app, is they want you to sign up for the next level, which is called the Duolingo Super or Super Duolingo. Yeah, Super Duolingo. And I forget, $89 for a year, something like that. And then there's one level above that, and it's called Duolingo Max. And they have finally, I shouldn't say finally, but they have introduced AI into it. So you can literally chat with a bot in the language of your, whatever you're learning. So like along my journey, and it's literally a journey, you're on a path. So think of it like a board game, and you roll the dice and you move ahead. But instead of the dice, if you complete a lesson, you move to the next lesson and the next lesson and the next lesson. And each lesson is different. It's the way they present the courses. It's hard to explain without showing it to you. And along the way, you could make a phone call. So they have a character. It's all animated. So it's very cartoonish, very animated. There's characters. And there's like 7 or 8 main characters. And they give them names. And so there's a character called Lily. And you can call Lily. And it looks like FaceTime. You come across it and you hit call Lily and it looks like a phone call. And when she answers, there's an animated version of Lily. Now, it's not AI like a real or fake picture of a woman. It's a cartoon. But she will say something like, "Hello, how was your day?" And something very benign, very simple start to the conversation. And I think the whole thing lasts 30 or 45 seconds. And she'll say something and you're supposed to respond to her. If you don't know the word, you can say it in English. But anyway, the Duolingo Max is $160 a year. So they bump it up for almost $100. And then I think they have one more plan. They have a family plan where you and 4 other people or 5 other people can. But I don't use that plan. I did do the Duolingo Max for almost a year. And it was very interesting. But in trying to budget my life, I really said to myself, do I really need to be paying $160-something a year for a cartoon animated language app when I can really learn the same language using the regular, but the Super Duolingo, whatever. Okay, here's my problem with the whole thing. I chose Duolingo because I like the competitiveness. So as you're playing and you learn and you complete courses, and sometimes they're timed. So you have 3 minutes to complete this course. You have 8 minutes to complete whatever. And upon completion, you are given what they call XP points. And at the beginning, of course, when you join, you're a beginner early in the language, and they have leagues. So There's the Ruby League, and oh my God, I'm going to forget the leagues. There's like four of, there's the Pearl League. They're gemstone leagues, okay? Until you get to the Diamond League. And the only way to graduate is to get a certain number of XP points that pushes you up into the next league. So it's competitive. And when you get into the next league, each week there are literally hundreds of people. And I don't know how they do this, but depending on when you start the lesson, so like I start my lessons on Monday, and by the end of the day, if I have 2,000 XP points, I might be in the number two spot. So it'll say you're it's like a leaderboard, like in sports. So I might, at 8 o'clock Monday night, if I did a lot of lessons and I got a lot of XP points, I'm number two in the Diamond League for that week, for that time, because tomorrow somebody may surpass me. And there's a demotion zone. If you don't get enough XP points to stay in the top 25, they demote you back to the prior league. Anyway, the way they allow you to earn the XP points, it looks like they've been trying to fine-tune it over the years. I have been doing this now for 4 years, and that's another thing. They give you, there's another thing called gems. You can buy things along the way, and you have to pay for them in gems. So, for example, there's a word match game where they throw a bunch of words up, and you have to, English is on the left, Spanish is on the right, and you have to, so on the left, it'll say chiste, and the right, there's joke, but there's eight of them. You have to match the words with the proper translation. And if you do this in a certain number, like a minute and a half or something, but if you run out of time, you can buy more time by spending gems. And you earn those gems in many different ways, by completing levels, by finishing number one in the week, you get 100 gems, and so forth and so on. But here's the problem. In the learning and earning the XP points, for the past 6 months, almost to a year, I have been in the top three each week because I'm taking this seriously and I want to learn Spanish. And I have. I can probably hold a conversation with somebody. It would be really, if there was a Latin person next to me, that'd probably laugh at my dialect. But I could say, and I do this at work. There's many Hispanics at work. My boss likes to hire, believe it or not, the people that are coming over the border. They come up to New York and they come to our business, and he hires them. He's got a heart for people who want to work. Anyway, so all of a sudden, a couple of days ago, during lunch, I do this at work, and I take 40, I eat lunch, and then I go take my walk, and I bring my phone, and I do my Spanish lesson. And the more you win, the more XP points you get. And then if you get a certain level, they double and triple your XP points, which is how you rise to the top. So the more you do and the better you do, the more XP points you get. And that's how you get to be number one, two, and three. And it keeps me coming back. And they have a day streak. I have 1,560 days in a row where I have not missed a lesson. So if you do a lesson a day, it's called a day streak. So for 1,560 days, I have not missed a lesson. This whole thing was very cool. And yes, there are some flaws that I could get into about some of the sentence structures they give you just don't make any sense. They teach you sentences that you will never say in real life. Like, they taught me how to say, the queen doesn't like when her husband pets the snake. I mean, that's not something I'm ever going to need to say, right? But I guess they're, in this country, we don't have kings and queens. So I don't even, do I need to learn the word for king, which is el rey, and la reina for the queen? Like, I know my words, but anyway, they all of a sudden changed up how you can earn and use their XP points that you have earned that day. So a couple days ago, I opened up the app and I started playing, and I said the word playing. Started learning, but there is a playing aspect to it. And I completed the 3 daily quests. That's another thing. This 3 quests that you have to complete. And when you complete those 3 quests, you earn triple XP points for the next 30 minutes. So I can then proceed to learn more and earn more XP points, which pushes me to the top of the league. All of a sudden, I get a notice at the end of the 3 daily quests. It says, congratulations on your triple XP. Come back tomorrow to earn them or use them. And I'm like, what the fuck? I just spent 25 minutes beating your quests, learning this level, and I want my triple XP points, but you're telling me I have to use them tomorrow. So I went to Facebook, Duolingo's page, and I bitched. And oh my God, I opened up a floodgate, because all of a sudden a bunch of other people commented on my complaint. They jumped on board. But I don't know if it was Duolingo administration or moderators, but they came in and said, well, we're trying to get you to focus more on learning and less on the game. And I'm like, well, but that's what distinguished you from the other apps in the beginning. If you're going to introduce something and separate yourself from Babbel and Rosetta Stone, and you're going to get the customer to pay and continue to use the app, why change something that's not broken? So the explanation I got was they fine-tuned how you learn these XP points, and they don't want you using them the same day. But it's equal across the board. Everybody else gets the same triple XPs if they do the lessons. So the explanation I got was like, we're trying to keep it like even for everybody. Well, then what's the whole concept of the competition then? If I earn 30 minutes of XP point, of triple XP points for that day, I should be able to use them that day. And here's the other problem. So I couldn't do anything about it. So the next day, I came back and they gave me the triple XP. And this is another whole thing, which is going to take 20 minutes to explain, and I'm not going to do it. But I play in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. It's designed that you can get more XP points the more you play. Anyway, Duolingo, please stop. And I know you're not going to listen to my podcast, but if there's anybody out there that has Duolingo on their phone and you know what I'm talking about, I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to start a campaign on Facebook Duolingo, because that seems to be the only place you can really connect with them. They don't have a great customer care. They don't have any kind of a chat support. And so if you have a problem with it, which I haven't so far, there's nobody to communicate with except on Facebook. So anyway, this is something that really pissed me off. and I'm 6 months into this year's subscription. I feel like quitting. And no, I'm not a quitter, but I've 4 years I'm paying for this app, and I'm learning at the pace and at the way I would like to learn it, and now they're taking it away from me. So Duolingo, get your shit together. Stop fucking with it. You know, you can take a survey, or you can say to the customers, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What would you think? But no, they just came along and said, hey, guess what? The XP points you earned today, you can't use them until tomorrow. And you don't even get the full triple XP. XP can be 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, depending on a couple of factors. This morning when I went to do it, I got 10 minutes of triple XP. So I'm not happy. Not happy. Folks, I never thought I would say this, but since I've been single, which is going over 2 years now, 2 years and 5 months, I have developed a lifestyle, and this is going to be a good segue into my dating life, because I do want to give you an update on that. When I took 2 years off from dating, or specifically getting into relationships, I have been dating, so I can't say I took 2 years off from dating, but I specifically said, I'm going to go on dates, but I'm not going to grab the first pretty lady that comes along, because that's the behavior that I was doing for the past 10, 15 years, and it just didn't work. The relationships failed. As a matter of fact, this coming Wednesday, I have an excellent guest, a matchmaker that's coming on. We're going to talk about a lot about the modern dating problem. And I go into detail about my codependency and needing women around. And so I worked on myself for these past 2 years. I took off. I don't need a woman in my arms, but I have a lifestyle. So, you know, I have a schedule. I get up in the morning. I have an hour before I go to work. There's things I do. And one of those things is taking a Spanish lesson. And then I go to work. And then I take lunch. And then during lunch, I do my Spanish. And then I come home. And while I'm cooking my dinner, I take a Spanish lesson. Then I jump on a podcast recording. Like right now, I stopped editing a podcast episode for this Wednesday to do the weekend rant. I have, like this morning, I got up, I did my lessons, my morning Sunday routine, and then I went off and played pickleball from 10 to 12. Then I did my laundry. And so what I'm saying is that I have a lifestyle, and my weekends are pretty much already, like I know each weekend how it's going to play out for the most part, unless something comes up, like I can't think of anything right now. But the single lifestyle takes on a life of its own. All right, where am I going with this as far as dating? Last week, I'm at pickleball. And I don't want to say too much, but there was a woman and I that had been playing together for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. She and I clicked, and we exchanged phone numbers. And from the vibe that I was getting off of her was, and I could be wrong, but she made the first move. I was talking about during the summer. So pick a ball, you need four players, really. I mean, you can play two people, but it's much better with four people. And I have a partner and I that play, but he's my tennis partner. And in order to play, so I'm going to be playing pickleball through the summer. So this court that I go to, it's called Pickleball XPO, and it's a huge place. They got 16 courts, and I booked the socials. So the socials, you can book, you just book, and you show up, and there's 16 other people there. And it's supposed to be socially friendly. There's no rules other than you need to tell them what level you're on in pickleball, advanced, beginner, intermediate, advanced, or like, you know, expert, whatever. And of course, I'm advanced beginner and I want to stay there because I'm meeting a lot of great people at this pickleball place. But when the summer comes, this pickleball court's outdoors and I don't want to have to pay the money that I'm paying each week to play indoors. So to play outdoors, I need to now find other people who play pickleball. And I'm starting to build a team. And this woman that I met last week, I explained to her that I'm building, like, I need two more people so we can play pickleball outdoors in the summer, in the sun, on the beach, blah, blah, blah. And she said that she would love to be on my team. And we exchanged phone numbers. And somewhere in there, I detected that there might be more to her agenda. That's all I'm going to say. Right now, we just are pickleball partners, friendly, social. Okay, I've had a good week. I have been approached by a woman in a social event that I go to on a regular basis. That's all I'm going to say. It's not pickleball. And it is somebody that I have been admiring from a distance for quite some time. And I never made any advances because this event, I might as well just say it. It's my fucking AA program, my AA fellowship. I don't want to date within AA. It's just not a good idea. But there's somebody who approached me and has been approaching me for the last week or two. And we've known each other for 10 years. All of a sudden, she's making herself available for conversation and making it seem like she's flirting with me. Let's just say it that way. Here's the problem. She smokes. And I think she's beautiful. And I think we might have chemistry if I pursued it. We're both sober people. But I cannot date somebody who smokes. I just can't. The last time I did that, I went back to smoking. So I'm just not going to do that. And I'm conflicted because she checks the boxes except that one box. No smoking. And let's go with the trifecta. I met somebody on, I don't want to say where. I met another woman on one of the dating apps. And I am going to be completely quiet on this one. I'm just going to say I met somebody and leave it at that. But you can fill in the blanks. If I'm talking about it here, then fill in the blanks. I wouldn't talk about it if it was defunct, like if it wasn't going anywhere. All right, so just fill in the blanks. People, I have learned that, and if you've been a long-time listener, you know that every time I open my mouth about meeting somebody, it blows up in my face. So I'm keeping shut right now. If something of newsworthy comes out of any of the last three women I just spoke about, I will let you know. There's going to come a day, folks. I've been doing this podcast 2 years now. I'm going to find a woman. It's going to happen. It's just it's what do you call that? It's a mathematical whatever. It's just, it's going to happen. I'm putting myself out there. I'm on dating apps. I'm getting out there and I'm meeting women. And one of them is going to stick. So I'm going to get on here one day and say, hey, guys, I have a girlfriend. It's going to happen. I just hope it happens this year. I want to leave you with one final thought. I talked about something over the past couple of weeks that I found disturbing on these dating apps. And it is... And I have to talk to the ladies about this. When you fill out your profile and I do this too, you have a specific type of person that you would like to date. It could be a ethnicity like me, like I have a choice of I'd like an American or Latina or Asian. I would like them to be within a certain distance of me. I would like them not to smoke. I would like them to be petite or... No, that's not necessarily the case. I just would like them to be in shape. I work out. I want you to work out. If you care about your body, show me. But that's it. I have come across profiles after profiles that have these deal breakers and laundry lists of you can't, don't bother swiping on me if you voted for Trump or if you're a conservative or I'm sorry, liberal, or if you, and I agree with the smoking, but it goes on. If you don't have a passport, if you, I can't think of more examples, but they literally list don't swipe if A, B, C, D, and E. Come on. You got to leave. You're narrowing your pool down. And I know ladies get 10 times more messages than men do. So let's just take a woman that's on a dating app and she's pretty and she's getting 15 guys a day hitting on her. And if she wants to narrow that down by putting in the negativity, everything I just told you, I think I told you guys this. My parents were both, my father was a Republican, my mother was a Democrat, and they were married for 50 plus or until death did them part. They were married until death. It worked. It worked back then. I don't know if it would work today. But I don't know if that's true. I really don't. I don't know if a Trump supporter and a liberal could be in a relationship. I don't. I honestly don't know. That one befuddles me because that's a problem. But the point I'm getting at is keep your options open. Be a little bit more open-minded. And this goes for the guys too. I get it if you know what you're looking for. And because the political climate is so freaking hot right now, I get it. I know Trump is, he's out of his fucking mind. I get it. But he's here. The country voted for him. There's nothing we can do about it until 4 years from now. And I don't think he can run again. So we'll be rid of him in 4 years. But right now he's here. And he's doing whatever he's doing. And I'm not going to go there. And nor am I telling you whether I voted for him or not. I'm just saying it is what it is. Why will that matter if I date somebody? So if I, let's just say for one second that I voted for Trump and you, Mary Jane, and on my dating app are a liberal and we date, I'm not going to argue with you about Trump. Whatever he's doing in the office, it's only going to get reversed in 4 years. I don't care. I really don't. Keep your profiles away from the negative. Don't be negative. Don't give me a laundry list of do's and don'ts and or musts and mustn'ts. This is why all this research I'm doing on dating apps and why it's so hard is because people are getting too picky. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there. Short weekend rant. I got a really, really good episode coming up for you on Wednesday. I found this woman on TikTok, and she's a matchmaker and a dating coach, and I think you're going to like this one. Folks, as always, if you're listening to this episode or this show, I need your support. I need you to go down in Apple. If you're on Apple or Spotify, please leave me a review. It doesn't cost you a freaking dime. Just say something nice. Give me some stars. And if you like the show and listen and you have a couple of bucks, there's a buy me a cup of coffee link in the show notes. I am funding this out of my pocket, and it's coming out of my retirement. And oh, one more thing I wanted to talk about real quickly. The fact that I'm in my 60s has zero effect on the dating world. I have been studying and listening to podcasts that their demographics are the 30s and 40s and 60s. I listen to all of them. And it is the same theme that I'm hearing with the problems. It's not an age generational problem. So if you're listening to me and you're 35 or if you're 28, I appreciate that, because what I'm trying to do is say, this isn't a program for people who are over 60. It is for everybody. All right. I just had to get that out. All right. Anonymous Andrew. Until next week, folks. And thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a good one. Ciao.